Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Minnesota House Republicans are proposing what they call the largest tax cut in state history. GOP Speaker Lisa Daymuth says the North Star Comeback Plan is a $3.8 billion proposal.
It includes one-time property tax relief. It includes ending the taxes on tips and overtime, lowering our child care costs, cutting car tab fees, and delivering hundreds of millions of dollars to Minnesota schools at no cost to taxpayers.
Democrats have offered their own proposals, which include a tax on the wealthiest Minnesotans and increasing the child tax credit. A Minnesota lawmaker who represents the Iron Range is criticizing the Trump administration for using foreign steel on construction of the White House ballroom. DFL Senator Grant Hochschild of Hermantown called the move a, quote, disgrace. Hochschild says in a statement, quote, we're seeing foreign steel used in one of the most iconic buildings in the world while the Iron Range mines sit idle and hundreds of our steel workers are out of work. He's calling on federal leaders to reverse course and ensure that American-made steel is used in any future construction at the White House. State health officials are keeping an eye on a highly mutated new COVID strain called BA3.2 or Cicada. Minnesota Department of Health epidemiologist Keely Morris says the virus has a lot of unknowns.
With that many mutations, it's likely going to be pretty good at evading any immunity that people have from being vaccinated or also from prior COVID-19 infections. The good news is that BA3.2 or Cicada doesn't seem to be causing more severe illness.
The CDC says the Cicada virus has been detected in at least 25 states. Minnesota has had 3 suspected cases. A new report finds the median income for Minnesota farms increased to $66,518 in 2025. U of M Extension economist Pauline Van Nurden says while this level remains below the long-term average, it does represent a meaningful improvement.
We saw some real lows, of course, from 2013 to 2019. 2023 was really challenging. 2025 is a rebound, but still not the highs that were experienced from 2020 to 2022, say, and 2012.
She says government programs also served as an important safety net last year. The Minnesota Wild fell to the Dallas Stars 5-4 last night and lost ground in the push for home ice in the playoffs. The Stars rallied for 2 goals in the third period. Dallas now leads Minnesota by 4 points in the division with 3 games remaining, and the teams will meet in the first round of the playoffs. This is MNN.